Nerds and losers, it is now time for your weekly podcast from the Naked Man. First, sitting to my left, he currently resides from Taipei and still insists Sucker Punch is a good movie. It's Ben! Sitting to my right, in between viewings of Blade, he occasionally goes out. It's Nathan! Try not to swear so fucking much this week.
Here it is, fucking get. We're not even fucking around.
You got too much banter to talk about. Off.
Yeah, I'm all aboard the banter bus. Oink, oink.
Hey, welcome to the banter bus, everyone. This is the Naked Ben podcast. Oink, oink is right. And Ben immediately announced that he has too much banter.
I'm overflowing with banter. I've got so much material on COVID. I finally got COVID, right?
Yeah.
It's been 3 years since it's been around, and this is the first time I got it. I mean, I had so many close calls. Like, I had so fucking many close calls. I had about at least 7 close calls where it's like, I definitely should have got COVID. I had 2 ex-girlfriends who got COVID mere hours, like confirmed COVID, mere hours after I was intimate with them, and I still didn't get COVID. But a random, I'm not calling, I won't say the name. Someone confirmed they had COVID, like, while sitting next to me. And then I 2 days later, I felt a little bit shitty. And then I went out with like a night out with my co-workers. And All right.
One story at a time, Ben.
Sorry, I can't. See, I'm over my
banter. Too much,
And then on this Wednesday, I was like, I just feel like kind of really low energy. Didn't know it was a normal thing or like a different thing. I was like, I was sneezing a lot. Like days were not good. I was like, all right. Texted my boss, who's like pretty cool. I was like, all right, I'm just gonna take this day off. I need to, and like, I'm pretty sure it's cold. Don't think it's COVID. Took a test like half an hour later. Bit too thick red lines. I was like, oh really? I thought it was a cold, but okay. And then went to like, it took me like 8 hours, ages to get the fucking medicine. Felt fine. I felt a little bit shitty. Wasn't too bad. I've had 3 vaccinations with the Moderna. So I think that's pretty thick one, pretty strong one. And then, I was able to work out both days, which is nice. But then I didn't really feel bad at all. Like, I slept last night. I went to bed at like 9 and didn't wake up till 7. So I think that's like a good like 14 hour sleep, which is, I don't think I've ever done that. But that was it. It wasn't too bad. So COVID is just, it's a hoax.
Yeah.
It's nappy time with the COVID.
Banter bus.
Banter bus.
COVID lies, vaccines, killing us all, 5G.
This bullshit.
Yeah. You're all sheep. Three Moderna. Which one of the Modernas is the best?
Which one? I remember feeling fucking awful with that, the second Moderna shot. They all, the first one, I remember my arm just was like dead for like a day. I was like, my arm is fucking in so much pain for a day. It was like pulsating. And the second one, I just had horrible fever. Third one wasn't too bad, I don't think. Third one, I was just like, oh, this is a bit shit. But like, it wasn't too bad. The second one was fucking awful. I've had a bunch of vaccines in my life because I'm an idiot, apparently. And but the second one was just like, I just had horrible fever. I was on the verge of throwing up and like shivering my ass off while being really sweaty at the same time. And what did it get me? I got COVID anyway.
You got COVID anyway. Vaccine doesn't even stop you getting it. Fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
load of crap. Load of crap. And that's what this is. So welcome to the Banter Bus.
Banter Bus podcast.
Stop one was COVID. Stop two, chemtrails.
Stop two is, what's the last time you pissed yourself?
Gotta be honest, it's been a long time. From memory, like I don't know, pretty primary school.
Oh.
Yeah, so quite a while ago. I'm pretty pretty strong-willed when it comes pissing myself. Why? When did you get COVID? Make you piss yourself?
No, maybe. Sure. I didn't actually piss myself. I came very close, and I was completely sober. It was at workplace as well, which ain't great. But I kicked my mate in the bum because I thought it was funny. And then I ran off to the toilet. And I was trying to... I'm not sure which show is the right, but I was so proud of myself. I kept thinking it because it was a good kick in the bum. Like, it was probably like sneaky yourself up in the arse sort of thing. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I touched and poo with my foot. And then I synced off, and he said, so he like called someone out to me, and I didn't exactly hear what it said as I was like running away. And then as I was like, so I knew I needed to piss, because I was walking to the bathroom, right, as I saw my opportunity. And I started unbuttoning my shirt. You know, have that moment where you're like, no, it's time to piss, like mentally, you're like, all right, lad, you can go for it. All right, dick, you can piss now, right? You know, there was that moment where you're like, it's time, yeah? And I started
unbuttoning.
You know, when you get to the bathroom, you're like, all right, it's now time to initiate piss. You know what I mean?
You sure COVID's not like in your brainstem?
Maybe, I think people know what you mean. When you go to the bathroom, you're like, I'm ready to piss now. I can let it go. You know, like you mentally do something to be like, I can piss, right?
Yeah.
At that moment, for some reason, I started unbuttoning my shirt, and instead of taking down my trousers, and I completely unbuttoned my shirt to get off in the cubicle. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing? And I had to be like, like undo my pants and put them down. Before I didn't actually piss myself. I'm very close into it. And I was completely sober. I'm just so lost in the moment of like proud of myself kicking my friend up the butt. Yeah. I was thinking about that.
Well, there we are, everybody.
There we are.
COVID's not affected him at all.
Fine.
Is that your piss that you're drinking now? Ben's drinking a suspicious
piss. Of course, I always drink my own piss because, I'm trying to save the earth. It is, I poured myself a whiskey because,
That looks like a nice one as well.
It's a really bad one. It costs, this bottle costs £5.
That must be so bad.
It's not terrible, to be fair. It's just it's better than Jack Daniels, but it's not terrible. And some Uha, which is like sparkling water. Yeah.
Whiskey and sparkling water?
Yeah.
Is that a cocktail?
It's my cocktail.
Why don't you finish that drink?
I will through the pod, right?
We'll through the pod. Well, so I've got to be honest, I got after you talking about how COVID's a lie, all that stuff I edited out about you agreeing with all the conspiracy theories.
Nice.
Yeah, and nearly pissing yourself.
Oh.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling fine. It was literally like I was a little bit worried because like I've never had it before. I've heard a lot of horror stories. But obviously COVID is like the big, it's fucking COVID. It's the biggest thing over the last like 3 years.
I don't know about that.
I was like fucking shit, and I was a little bit ashamed of myself because I was like, I wanted to be the guy that when he was like 90 on his deathbed, be like, I didn't get COVID, motherfuckers. I went for my life without ever getting COVID. And it happened. And it was just disappointing because I wanted it to kind of wreck me a little bit because it's COVID. You know, I wanted to do some damage. I wanted to be like, this sucks. I was fine. It wasn't, it was just like, it was kind of a cold.
Do you think everyone that's had COVID is a pussy?
Yeah, essentially. Either I'm Wolverine or they're all lying.
But you're definitely not Wolverine. So
no.
They're 100% lying.
Exactly.
Ben, have you seen John Wick 4?
I haven't. Is it great? It's
disappointing. John Wick 4 is the best.
Oh, yeah?
The best. Oh, it's awesome. It's better than the first one, and the first one was fucking great.
Yeah.
It's better than the second one. The second one was also pretty good. It's better than the third one, which was meh.
But
the third one did have Halle Berry and dogs in it, so it's already great.
Yeah.
I think John Wick 4 is lovely because, although it's part of a franchise, there's no pressure that comes from it either.
Okay.
It's also just good cinema. It's good cinema fun. It's pretty, it's got an all right, it's got a story, but the story isn't like mucked up by anything. It's just this guy in this suit has to do this shit. And you're like, okay, right, let's watch him do the shit. And he does the shit. And then the movie's over and you're like, that was fucking dope. Awesome set pieces, great fight scenes. It's a beautiful movie to look at as well. Huh. And it's John Wick 4.
Do you think it's 10 out of 10?
What are we ranking? When you
as
say like, 10 out of 10?
As a John Wick movie, as like an action staple, which basically what it is now, right? Do you think it's like 10 out of 10?
For a John Wick movie, yes. Mm. For an action movie, I think this John Wick has peaked with this movie. This is Wick's peak.
Sounds like it.
As an action movie, I think it's not quite Top Gun Maverick, but it's better than the last Mission Impossible.
Oh, the last Mission Impossible was great.
Yeah, last Mission Impossible was great as well. Yeah, with Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. So better than the last. So yeah, better than that. Not as good as
Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun Maverick. To put it in a Keanu sense, it's better than Point Break.
Holy shit.
It's better than The Matrix.
I don't believe that.
It is better than The Matrix.
Really?
Yeah, come on now.
The first Matrix is fucking great.
Yeah, and this is better.
Oh, shit.
I think it's better than Point Break as well. I'm going to put it on the Keanu, but it's not as good as the first Bill and Ted.
Oh, all right. Yeah, to be fair, Bill and Ted is like a masterpiece.
Yeah. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where we're at. I hope that's the first one.
We've already got homework for our people. Watch John Wick 4.
Yeah, do yourselves a favor. Go out to your local Cineplex. Take a hot date. Take 3 beers, because any more than that, and you're going to end up needing to really go piss, and you don't want to miss anything, because the movie's like two and a quarter hours long. And it's full on. So if you go piss,
There's no moment to miss.
The best thing I like about this movie is John Wick does not talk. Like, and I mean, he's basically no dialogue.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's just doing shit. This movie literally should be called John Wick 4, Get It Done. Because that's all he does. It's literally like, it starts off, it's like, right, John Wick is here. You guys have seen John Wick 3. He's missing a finger. He's got some shit to do. Last time he rode a horse. This time he's doing something better. There's some ninjas. John Wick's like, hey, ninjas, I'm John Wick. I don't need a sword. I got a gun. Let's go do this. And then 2 hours goes by and he's done it. And I'm not giving away the ending by saying that. I just mean the credits go.
Yeah. And you won't say what the thing is. He just has to do something.
He's just got shit to do. Yeah, the movie came out. The movie came out like 4 days ago, so I'm not going to spoil it. But yeah, it's a great movie. Everyone go see it. If you've not seen the other three, don't necessarily worry. The one that's Keanu is John Wick.
Dogs. He's an assassin. He's done some shit.
Yeah, Ian McShane's there. And you can all see Lance Reddick and go, ah. Yeah. Because he's dead, not because he's cute.
Cute dead boy.
Yeah, that's it. So that's my movie recommendation for the week, is everyone go see John Wick. Go see John Wick instead of Shazam, because Zachary Levi is a big real weirdo and I don't like him. Do you see his TikTok video?
No.
Oh, it's just dumb. You would really hate it. He does a selfie video of him explaining why people should go see Shazam instead of John Wick.
Really?
Yeah, but it's like serious. At first you're like, this guy's taking a piss. But he's not. He's literally like, John, it's not a family movie, though. With Shazam, it's a family movie. John Wick, he's like, pew, pew, pew. Shazam, it's more of a good time. and you just like, don't do that. Because he starts off the video by being like, now I love Keanu. He's great. But it's like, oh, man. The marketing people at Shazam really were like, Zachary, we are fucked. We need to use your massive influence over the world to explain why people shouldn't go see John Wick.
Yeah, I feel a little bit sad because apparently Shazam did awfully. And I haven't seen Shazam 2. I really like Shazam 1. I think Zachary Levi is pretty... Shazam Robin's really fun. I think it's kind of like desperate. He wants Shazam to continue, so maybe that's the way he's going to go, where he's going to try that, which is the wrong way. Like, don't do that. Yeah, I agree, don't do that. And I'm really more excited for John Wick 4 than I am Shazam 2, even though I think Zachary Levi was kind of cool. But, yeah.
Yeah, but you can just watch Chuck if you think Zachary Levi's cool.
Yeah, true.
Show us Chuck, everyone, and explain to Zachary why Chuck is better than Shazam. Anyway, that's enough of that. John Wick's the best. And then that's really all I'm going to say about it. I'm going to talk about something that made me sad.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know if people are aware of this, but the Wii U and 3DS e-stores shut down on Monday.
Oh, that's sad.
It is pretty sad.
No one cares about the Wii U, but 3DS.
Yeah, that made me sad. So I quickly went on there on the day and I bought Pokemon Ultra Moon because I haven't played it. And I bought Pokemon Yellow, a copy of that, because it was only 8 quid on there. And then they downloaded, and then the next day I went on there and I was like, maybe it was nonsense from Reddit. And it was like, nope, no eShop for you, sir. So that made me sad. So that made me feel really old as well, because I was like, oh, this isn't even that old. And I was like, oh, shit, this console was made like 10 years ago. Technology I'm holding, which is vastly superior to any other bullshit they make. Like 12 years old. And I was like, oh, man. So I'm looking forward to playing Ultra Moon. That's what I'm going to do this weekend.
Yeah, I do want to play new Pokemon. Apparently, it's really good. I got Scarlet and Violet or whatever it's called. Yeah, people love it. But yeah, it doesn't do right for me. I think what it needs is a nice fix, a nice fix wrapper.
Okay.
So what we're going to talk about in this, the main subject of the podcast, is how to fix different industries. Yeah. We can talk about Pokemon industry. We can talk about porn industry. We can talk about
we can just talk about fucking
any industry.
Yeah. Well, let's straight away save video games, because everyone knows video games, perhaps the most popular hobby in the entire world. That doesn't make them good though, because they're not the very, very basic thing. So here's an easy fix for you. It's an absolute layup, easy hanging fruit. Kick it right in the bum and piss yourself. That's how easy this is going to be. Rocksteady and who are the other people that make the Arkham games?
Warner Brothers Montreal.
Warner Brothers can't be trusted with fucking anything, can they? Okay, let's give it whatever other developers out there that's good at making action games. Get rid of Batman. Fuck off Arkham. We're done with you. John Wick.
It's so easy.
So fucking easy.
Yeah, and John Wick, like open world, you say, John Wick sleeping dogs.
Just a John Wick game. So you make the world. Wherever it is, in a sound stage somewhere, but the actual city instead. Let's say it's Chicago. I don't know where's John Wick set.
I don't know. It's the hotel, everywhere. The Continental, and then it just goes everywhere. Yeah.
Oh my god.
The world of assassins.
Can you imagine the raid that you're John Wick fighting through the Continental?
That's the last level. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So I don't really think I need to say anything else. You got Batman's Arkham Combat, and it's just John Wick doing shit.
I think the melee stuff, Batman Arkham, that's great. The shooting stuff, they need to do something. You ever play Splinter Cell Conviction?
Which one was that? Did you start off in
I think it was the one before that. It's the only Splinter Cell game I've ever played. Splinter Cell, this spin-off, it's a really, really good game. It's about, so he's kind of on the run from, he's basically been betrayed by the company. It's the plot to every Mission Impossible film. You've been betrayed by the people you're hired by, blah, blah, blah. And he's just on the fucking run. But there is a really, the gameplay of that game is so just fun. It's so solid. It's stealth gameplay, but you can go guns blazing if you want, but you don't have much health. You've got to implicate a lot of tactics to go guns blazing, blah, blah, blah. You need, and they have a really good system where it's if you do if you do well, you earn this like point, right? It's like, it's called like a tagging point or something. And you can tag up to like four people. And if you tag up to four people, you just press triangle and like kill them in really, really like cinematic ways. Ubisoft, when they were better and more interesting, do that with John Wick, right? Yeah. Mate, literally, Splinter Cell, Batman Arkham, fuck, and make a John Wick game. What I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they try to do, not John Wick, but they try to do a Bourne game. Hearing Matt Damon talk about it, and he just didn't want to do it because it sounded like crap, and apparently it was crap. So he's obviously got good insight on that. But yeah, that's what we need. That would sell everything. Video game industry doesn't really need a lot of help other than that they need to learn to finish things before they sell them to people at full price.
That's true, but it's probably going to make less money that way.
Well, I don't know. But yeah, anyway, I think that's what we need. We need just John Wick. And that's all you call the game.
Honestly, it would sell fucking like gangbusters. Like, it would go so well. There is a John Wick game called like John Wick X, which is really, really good. Very, very indie game, very like kind of low budget sort of thing. It's more like a board game, I think. But yeah, why not do like a crazy? It is just ripe for a plucky. I think it's a really good idea, and it would just sell. Like there's mythology there. You can have Halle Berry's character and Ian McShane's character, Lance Reddick's character, which is sadly going to have to be voiced by someone else. But like, you know, there's a lot to do there. There is a lot of mythology there. Make it John Wick in his early years before he met his wife. Make it that.
You could end it like that, and then that sets up you up for the sequel, where you don't do the movie games, because as everybody knows, movie games following the actual movie storylines are terrible. So you do like in-betweeny missions of just have like a whole video game that's just him hanging out.
hanging out, not saying anything, just hanging out, being Keanu.
Yeah.
Riding my bike.
That'd be pretty great. Anyway, that's what I think would save the video game industry from honestly nothing.
Just make it a little bit better. Yeah, make it even better. Yeah.
That'd be fun. Can we imagine an online e-gaming, but it's virtual reality, and it's people in like fight suits and headsets, and they're just both John Wick on a giant screen having an actual fight, but the audience just see like two John Wicks fighting.
That's where we're going. I mean, Ready Player One is a documentary, I feel.
Yeah, that would be John Wick just killing whoever was in that movie.
it was the guy who plays Cyclops in the recent
What's his name?
That guy.
Someone let us know at @rogue_opinion.
We all see his face, but we don't know his name.
And
talking of not knowing names, I think I wanna change the comic industry, because when we think of comic books, I love comic books. They're an amazing medium. A lot of people do. It's inspired the most like profitable generation of films ever, right? But when we think of comic books, everyone, like 99.77% of people in the world, just think of superhero stuff, right? Which is the history, which is like what made it really, really popular. Marvel and DC, they're the biggest boys in town. They're stale. Like, I love superhero stuff. I really do. Spider-Man's my favorite character, basically, in all of fiction. But change it up. Honestly, like, people are so fucking stale of comic books right now. They're getting stale on comic book movies, but like, comic books have been the same fucking thing for honestly like 80 years. It's just DC and Marvel doing these different events. It's not just that. But that is the thing that is so popular, right? It's always DC Rebirth, Marvel, Secret Wars, and all that shit, right? The best comic book stories I've ever read, like 90% of the best story comics are just not about superheroes at all. They are me and Pedro, this story about AIDS. They are the Mouse. They are Watchmen, which is superhero, but it's very satirical superhero stuff. It's I Kill Giants. It's like all these people are forgetting. It's like if people just saw music and just looked at the pop and just knew the pop music existed without understanding that rock and folk and indie existed, right? That's what comic books are, in my mind. Most people don't even know that these amazing stories exist because superhero is such a large margin of it. But really, what I want you to do, have some fucking balls. These are ideas that these are very like utarian ideas of Blake. If I can choose this to be perfect, this is what I choose, right? Have DC Marvel not publish a single comic, a superhero thing for 5 years. Make some comedies, make some crime thrillers, make some weird sci-fi shit. Make something for 5 years that aren't superhero things. I know, bad business. But it would just be, imagine all the amazing, creative, great stories we get out of it. For 5 years. You've got money. You've got money from Avengers and shit. I probably, DC might be a bit more scared because they probably don't have money because Shazam did really badly recently, apparently. But like, just for 5 years, don't do anything superhero. Nothing. And then once, after 5 years, imagine the sales of when Spider-Man comes back for 5 years, after 5 years. Imagine the sales when Batman has gone away for 5 years. Imagine the fucking sales. People... My mum would be fucking hyped because Spider-Man is the Batman coming back in publication after 5 years, right? Imagine this world where you have dramas and heist comics and all these different genres that are just incredibly experimented with because the 7 Batman comics that aren't coming out every year don't come out. Instead, the writers have to do something else, right? I don't know. I love that idea. But what do you think of it?
I think it's good. I would like it if superheroes went away for a bit. That would be nice. If like the mainstream ones like just went away. I don't mean like in general. I Kill Giants is great. And then you guys can follow it up by watching the Netflix movie, which is also great. I do have one idea though.
Yeah.
Right? Do a 7-part series of John Wick. No, I'm joking.
I'm up for it.
That'd be pretty cool though. I think it would be good. It would be nice. It's never going to happen because I think if Marvel shut down their comic department, they would just be like, hang on, we have all this money that we usually spend on printing. Did you see the VFX lady got sacked?
Yeah.
That's how bad the VFX is.
Yeah, apparently she just pushes for like ridiculous. She wasn't gonna imagine when she was pushing ridiculous hours and
apparently she had no like any ability herself to do any of this stuff. She was literally just like, well, why can't you just do it like
faster?
Like now. Yeah. No, like that's not how computers work, ma'am.
That's actually draw a shirt. Yeah.
That's pretty bad though. I did see that. I was like, oh,
yeah, it is pretty bad, yeah. I feel for them, yeah.
Hopefully she never works again. She was as bad as insane.
There's always eggs, right? So what are you gonna fix next?
Well, look, I think relationships are a big thing that we could fix.
Okay.
So which is why I think I would like to pitch the Naked Men sort of agony aunt sideshow.
I would love that. We would give horrible advice, but I would like that.
I think like as a side business, because we will charge people to come on. But cheaper than like your marriage counselor or your sex therapist or whoever the fuck you need to go see. But we just fix relationships. So two people come on, they were in love 2 years ago. They whatever happened to them, they had a baby. That tends to ruin things. And they need help. So they come on and they're like, oh, Keanu doesn't listen to me anymore. He's always busy playing his video games.
John Wicking, yeah.
Yeah, he's always busy being John Wick, but John Wick's not real. And then he could be like, oh, well, Hallie is shit with dogs. And and then we give him advice on how to be better.
So how I think that dogs, fixed,
because, you know, like, agony aunts don't really exist anymore.
No, it was like a magazine thing, right? And they've kind of gone away.
Yeah, well, Jeremy Kyle got pulled because he's a horrifying bully. Jerry Springer's like 80.
And probably a horrifying bully.
Yeah.
And so in 10 years, one of us is going to be revealed as a horrifying bully.
We're not going to bully anyone. We're just going to come on, listen, and then we'll be like, look, I think what you need to do is stop reading the horoscopes every day because it's nonsense. Yeah. And just, I don't know, maybe go out for dinner once in a while. What the fuck's wrong with you? And then, and we would just give great advice, not just about relationships. Although we will be couples focused, but it might just be like ways to spice things up again. We could give advice on.
I'd be good at that for sure.
Yeah, and then we could branch out eventually. People could just ring us up and be like, for life advice. Obviously, it wouldn't be live because this is recorded. So if you're trying to...
And we're going to say horribly offensive things to everybody.
Yeah, yeah, and then we'll edit it to make you sound like an insane person.
Well, so that'd be nice. It's bad.
Yeah. Either that, or I think we've got a real opportunity to kind of create our own info wars, because I feel like that world has died down a little bit because Trump has obviously been indicted. He's possibly going to prison next week.
Alex Jones, same thing. He was like the info wars guy. So we, one of us, could be the new lucky Alex Jones.
Yeah, and I think with Twitter turning into a big cesspool, we've got a chance to take advantage and monetize that.
I mean, social media is just accessible, but yeah.
Yeah, I think we got a real opportunity here to be better. We could be like the right-wing agony aunt.
Mm.
We might have to change our name, because I feel like people don't like it. Yeah, yeah. They like naked men.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we could be sweater vest men.
Yeah, sweater vest. We'll be the AR-15s. That's what we'll
be. The AR-15s.
Yeah. So, and we'll just give great quality advice to people left on Twitter.
Yeah, which is only probably 200 people at this point. But like, we've made 200 episodes.
Yeah, yeah, we could easily do it. So I think, we've got a chance to really fix, I don't even know what you call it, agony aunt business, advice business.
Shit therapist.
Therapist, all right. Yeah. We'll fix therapy.
Like really low ball therapy. There you go.
Yeah, low ball, except for the price.
Low ball, you get what you pay for. Yeah. You pay us £5 to moan at you for an hour. Here you go. Okay. Like a really bad cameo.
Yeah. That's what we are. That's good.
That's what we are.
So that's
cameo.
What I'd like to fix, and I think we've got the chance to fix
it. We can do that. We can do that.
Yeah.
So I love that idea. I'd be up for you. If anyone wants a service, please pay me more than they
your opinion. Let us know you want to come on.
Yeah.
Record then, a voice note, to be honest, because I'm not going to invite you on the call.
Yeah, it's true. We're with massive social anxiety, so like, if you want us to talk, we just like shut down and be like, cool. But like, if you want us to actually talk about you, like, give us like, you know, a bunch of sound prompts, and then we can pretend you're in the conversation.
Yeah, if you buy us Twitter Blue for 6 months, we'll let you come on for 2 minutes.
Buy me a random person's OnlyFans for a year. There you go. Can it, men, women, dogs, whatever you want.
Oh, okay. There we go. Yeah. What are you fixing? What are you next fixing? Bring us home. Fix a lot.
I've got four different. I can run off a couple of quick ones.
Okay? All right, let's do a couple of quick ones.
Indies. I love indie films. I don't love them as much as I used to, but like, I still love them. It's obvious, but for every $100 million a studio spends on a blockbuster, give $5 million to a random indie film that you just like pick out of a hat. I think the movie industry would be healthier. We'd get like really bonkers ideas with good, actual good budgets where you can hire decent actors, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea because like it just balances things out. And I think things are becoming a way where blockbusters getting higher and higher, the random indie is being pushed a little bit to the back, except when it's Oscar season, right?
Yeah.
Social media.
Can I interject on indie movies? A couple of ideas. This is just life advice for indie movies, that ways that you can fix it. Ben's idea is the best idea, but that's going to take a while for us to implement. You know what it's like. We have to strategize before we talk to Bob Iger. But general advice for indie filmmakers, not every indie film needs to have a scene in a coffee shop. So if you're writing one now, maybe cut or change location.
Yeah, scene in a bar, scene in a park. Yeah.
Acoustic music is not a film genre, so maybe consider your soundtrack, mix it up a little bit.
Don't just be an acoustic song just played out for an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah. And also, Zach Braff is not an indie director anymore.
Yeah, he's not. But like, I like Zach Braff. I'm actually really interested in his new movie. A Good Person. It does seem like a very good movie. But he's not really indie anymore. He's like, he's Zach Braff.
He signed with Disney.
But more power to him. Like he's doing cool shit. And he's, why not sign with Disney? You get a budget.
There we go. What social media you're fixing?
Social media. Same thing as comic books, just implode for 5 years. Like, honestly, this might be my greatest idea that I've ever thought, but which is a bit sad. But like, don't be a social media is such a warped idea that it's just in, it's like so ingrained in our culture and is so inherently toxic, and people know about it. Like, everyone, if you don't at least understand it to some level that social media is a bit toxic, then it's like you're either a four-year-old person or you're just a bit of an idiot. So just have it disappear for 5 years. Honestly, at this point, it'd be so groundbreaking, it's so weird and so healing, I think, for society if it just went away. And I'm a person that scrolls Instagram every day and Twitter every day. I meet a lot of people through social media. I talk to you. I'm talking to you right now through social media. We probably wouldn't have a relationship if we're not for social media, probably, because we live half the world away. But honestly, this is my way of just resigning the name of Naked Men podcast. Be like, let's get rid of it. It's fine. But yeah, honestly, like, I think implode it for like 5 years. What? Imagine a world. Because we have the internet. Keep the internet. Keep all the shit. But like, just get rid of it all for social media. Because I think society would kind of learn in like a really strong way for it. It would be the most change. And it wouldn't be all good change, but it would be a way that people would be very self-reflective. Be like, oh, I got addicted to likes. I got addicted by posting things. I had all these fake relationships with people that aren't actually important because my ability to communicate to them has kind of gone away, right? So I think it would be more, it would do more change in the world than if the fucking nukes went off at this point, I think. Because, yeah, people would, I think it's just a sad thing. A lot of people would rather have social media if it was an anonymous vote. They'd rather have like a nuke go off in the world than lose social media, which is a sad state of things, but it's just how it is. And our brains and our next generation era, like the generation now, people who are 20 now, are incredibly warped because of this, right? Everyone's warped because of it. So I think just put it on the freezer for 5 years. Imagine that world. It won't be idyllic. It won't be the thing that I'm imagining at all, but it'll be interesting. Like, it will just fuck with people in such a positive way, I think. So, social media, and honestly, 5 years, people know it's gone away for 5 years. People will be trying real hard to be like, when it comes back, this will be my time, right? People have all these ideas of how they're going to fucking become the king of YouTube, the king of TikTok and all that bollocks, right? When it comes back, it would implode like nothing else. But it'd be really nice for 5 years. The same bullshit that we live by just to be wiped away. It'd be great. Because right now it's a new government. It's the most power, it's such a powerful thing. Honestly, a president was elected because of Twitter. A president who's a piece of fucking shit and now is getting indicted because of Twitter. That's a real thing. Imagine it was just wiped away for 5 years. 5 years, isn't it?
That'd be pretty great. No comics, no social media, and then we set the nuke off.
Then we do it. Yeah,
that's what we do. That's how we save the world. But for now, we're still on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think we've helped anybody today?
I think we've spread some interesting ideas, at least.
Trouble is, I think the only thing people are going to do that we said is watch John Wick.
So, I mean, not really, that's the only thing I'm gonna do. I'm gonna try and watch John Wick.
Go watch John Wick. John Wick doesn't have social media.
He's got a dog, a dead wife, and he kills a bunch of people. He's very healthy.
Yeah, he's really healthy, and he knows a bunch of ninjas. It's pretty great.
He doesn't want to have a bunch of ninjas.
Exactly. And if you want to know a bunch of ninjas, let us know at @rogue_opinion. You can find me at Nathan Greenway. Lots going on Rogue Opinions at the minute. Scott and Carl are doing loads of rankings of things.
Rank Boys.
Yeah. They literally called the podcast the Rank Bank.
That's a good name. Yeah.
Rank Bank. That's pretty good. I'm going to presume that Scott didn't come up with that because it's too clever. Ben, where can people find you?
At 2100 on the Instagrams and Ben_EBRT on Twitter.
We'll be back whenever. Maybe the nuke will go off.
Yeah, maybe social media will explode.
Yeah, yeah. But when it does, come follow us on whatever the new thing is. Speak to you soon, guys. Bye now.